defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. It's amazing how many times friends are right, whether it's a recommendation on a new restaurant or contact info on a reliable handyman. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. My friends all said, get tested. Get your hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the ballot questions. Questions 1, 2, and 3. And maybe with some advice as to how you should vote on said questions. Janine Hansen will join us, the president of Nevada Families for Freedom. And these are important questions. You know what's really embarrassing is being in the media and knowing that we haven't done a very good job of explaining them, these questions. And one of the things we're going to get into is this whole notion of the questions. For instance, number one is something benignly titled ERA, Equal Rights Amendment. That's one of the questions. You've got the minimum wage, and you got question number three. I mean, some of this stuff is really dangerous, and some of it's just downright confusing. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. And before we get out of here, we'll let you hear from Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. All that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For John Evans for Clark County Recorder, because John helped me understand just how important the Clark County Recorder is for keeping our property records safe and secure and protecting our home equity from home title thieves and other criminals. Listen to what John Evans has to say. Check out his website and see why you too should vote for John Evans for County Recorder. Go to johnevansforrecorder.com. That's John Evans, the number 4, recorder.com.
I'm John Evans and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of John Campaign.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. With pomp and pageantry not seen since the state funeral of Winston Churchill in 1965, Great Britain laid its monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, to rest today after her 70-year reign. Dean of Windsor, the Right Reverend David Connor, says Queen Elizabeth II was a beacon of light in troubled times.
In the midst of our rapidly changing and frequently troubled world, her calm and dignified presence has given us confidence to face the future as she did, with courage and with hope.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss read John 14:2 during the funeral.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Ahead of the service, a bell tolled 96 times, once a minute, for each year of the Queen's life. Hurricane Fiona is roaring over the Dominican Republic a day after knocking out power to all of Puerto Rico and causing damage the governor described as catastrophic. National Weather Service meteorologist Emmanuel Rodriguez in San Juan said some parts of southern Puerto Rico received between 20 and 30 inches of rain. Many people were also left without water service. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake has shaken Mexico's central Pacific coast, killing at least one person and setting off an earthquake alarm in the capital. There are no immediate reports of damage from the quake that hit at 1:05 p.m. local time. On Wall Street, the Dow by 197 points. More at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments, and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called, and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Police in Las Vegas are investigating allegations that a fan in the stands struck Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray amid celebrations of Arizona's 29-23 overtime victory over the Raiders. Murray was high-fiving front-row spectators at Allegiant Stadium following Byron Murphy Jr.'s game-ending fumble return on Sunday when a man appeared to reach out and smack Murray in the face with an open hand. Video showed Murray appeared stunned but not injured, then attempted to identify the alleged attacker in the mostly happy crowd Officer Larry Hadfield of the Las Vegas Police confirmed the battery complaint was made at the stadium about 6:30 p.m. Hadfield did not name Murray as the person reporting the allegation, but said that a spectator at the stadium struck a professional football player. Hadfield said the suspect was not immediately identified and an investigation is ongoing. Las Vegas is going to be celebrating the Aces WNBA championship with a parade tomorrow on the Strip. It's a short one. It begins at Caesars Palace and heads south to the Bellagio. It starts about 5:30 p.m.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for the road closure right now. It's westbound Flamingo past Decatur. Police are investigating a bad accident there. Also, look out for the slow merging traffic. That's leaving Interstate 215 west, merging to Interstate 15 north.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. We are 50 days away from a midterm election, and I'll just put it this way. 50 days is an eternity, and what we're finding is more and more people are becoming engaged and learning about the candidates, but they don't know much about the questions, the initiative questions that you will be voting on November 8th or before. 50 days and counting. We still have 11% to 12% undecided in our state. Joining us now is Janine Hansen. She is the president of Nevada Families for Freedom. And Janine, first of all, what is Nevada Families for Freedom?
Nevada Families for Freedom is a pro-family, pro-life, pro-constitution organization.
And what is the mission statement?
We essentially represent families and taxpayers at the state legislature. We help individuals become activists as citizen lobbyists so they can let their legislators know how they feel on the issues. Our mission is to uphold the Constitution and traditional values.
Okay. Does it bother you as a professional? That we really have not talked. I mean, nobody is talking about these questions, and they are vitally important, and a lot of them are really misleading.
Well, we have two proposed constitutional amendments, and yes, especially number one is very misleading. And I can read you the language of that. It says equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or any of its political subdivisions on account of race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, age, disability, ancestry, or national origin. It sounds relatively innocuous, but when you look into what it will really mean, it has far-reaching consequences. Just one thing, for instance, it allows males to compete in female sports and for scholarships for women and girls. It essentially erases women and girls.
Wow. Wow. And again, everybody wants everybody to be equal. I mean, that's kind of a nice, benign, harmless sort of deal. Can you give us another example? Do you have any other examples of how question one, even though it looks innocuous, would be bad for America?
Yeah, several. It allows minor children to receive puberty blockers or gender change surgery without parental knowledge or consent. It forces taxpayers to pay for abortions in Nevada. This was confirmed by the Nevada Legislative Council Bureau in because, of course, in New Mexico, under their state ERA, which is not near as radical as ours, they're paying, their taxpayers are paying for abortions. It threatens religious liberty. It will cut funding to faith-based organizations with traditional views on marriage and gender. It requires schools, colleges, and other government-owned facilities to allow males in women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms, risking the safety and privacy. Ernest, the most is that it could threaten parental rights and the age of consent laws, putting children at risk of predators. Why? Because it makes age as one of the issues. You have to be equal if you're 10 or if you're 50. What does that mean? We don't know. Maybe the courts will decide, but I think it could mean striking down the laws of consent for our children.
So your organization, Nevada Families for Freedom, your organization is urging a no vote on the ERA?
StopQuestionOneERA.org, StopQuestionOneERA.org, and it has all this information on it, including information that was presented during the legislature. This passed the legislature in 2019. In 2021, nobody was allowed in the building to testify, and the assembly didn't even hold online hearings, so no one testified. And there isn't anybody I talked to that really knows that this is happening. And when they find out, they're absolutely shocked. You can download our flyer right on StopQuestionOneERA.org.
Okay, let's go to question two. A minimum wage. Do we really want to be codifying minimum wage?
It shouldn't be in the Constitution at all. This was also passed by the legislature in 2019 and 2021. And what it essentially does is require that every employer provide a minimum wage of $12, unless the federal government has a minimum wage which is higher. And, of course, just last year they almost passed a $15 minimum wage. It did pass the House of Representatives, but it didn't pass the Senate. Now, wages should be set by the market and not by the government. And what the minimum wage will essentially do is hurt the people it's supposed to help the most. For instance, it's designed for entry-level jobs, and they will be eliminated, depriving young people of work experience and opportunities. It will also, higher minimum wage will deny the very people they're supposed to help, like minorities and low-skilled workers. So as you increase, it will, however, help the unions. Even though it won't help the people it's supposed to, it'll help the unions. This is a serious problem because many people will be locked out of jobs because somebody doesn't want to pay a teenager $15 an hour or pay someone that has no skills $15 an hour, but they would hire them at a lower rate so that they could get some experience. Our constitutional amendment actually calls for $12 an hour unless the federal government passes a higher rate.
Which you know eventually they will. I want to ask you about this ranked choice voting. And I'm going to be honest with you. To me, it's incredibly confusing. You know, on playgrounds all across Southern Nevada, kids figure out majority rules. The guy with the most votes wins, that kind of thing. And yet now we've created this system, this ranked choice voting. Can you explain, first of all, what is it? Does anybody really understand it?
Well, they went to the voters and they had got enough signatures to get on the ballot. And what it will mean is that you won't vote for one person when you go, because part of this ranked choice voting is jungle primaries. So I'll explain that first. The jungle primary now, instead of just having the Democrats have a primary, the Republicans and the independents, what they will have is just one jungle primary where all the Republicans and all the Democrats and all the independents and all the nonpartisans are all in one. And what happens then is the people choose five people out of those to go to the general election. And so there's five people instead of two or three now, which we have for the general election, depending on if you have minor parties involved. For each person you're voting for, and these are all the major offices, like all the statewide offices and the legislative offices, you vote for five people and you rank them. This is my number one choice, number two, number three, number four, number five. And so it is confusing. And then can you imagine how it opens up for voter fraud when the election officials start to determine who really won? So if the person that got all the number one votes didn't win in the first ballot, then they go down and start eliminating the lower people and adding their ballots to someone else until they actually have a winner. So you can have the person that actually came in second or came in third who is going to be elected. That's what this means. And it is very confusing. The process is very difficult. You can look it up online, but even if you do, you probably won't understand how it's going to take place. And I think it's ripe for voter fraud, because they're going to be manipulating the votes in a way they've never done before. The number one person doesn't necessarily win. It's absolutely crazy.
What is the perceived advantage of this ranked choice voting? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't see the benefit.
Well, I don't see the benefit either. But what has happened in California is that what they do is elect all Democrats. So they have Democrats and Republicans and other people running in the primary, and maybe five Democrats win in the primary, so they all go to the general election. So there's no option even to vote for a Republican or vote for an independent or vote for an independent American, which I am. So there's no option. And so it's absolutely designed, I believe, to create a one-party system where only one party gets elected in a state.
And by the way, we have problems in this state getting the election done and over with on election night. What the hell is going to happen when you got five candidates in order? There'll be weeks trying to sort that one out, won't they?
Absolutely. Right now, you can still send in your ballot as long as it gets there 4 days after the election, according to the new changes by the state legislature. But then you're going to be out weeks trying to figure out this ranked choice voting. That's why I say it's so open for voter fraud.
Is there some place where people can go to get information on all three of these, or at least the top three here?
On my website at NevadaFamilies.org, NevadaFamilies.org, we have the newsletter I did on these three questions right on the front page.
And by the way, will there be other questions, or are these the only three?
There might be local questions like in Clark County or Elko County, but these are the only three statewide questions that will be on the ballot.
One more time, how can folks reach you, Janine?
NevadaFamilies.org, NevadaFamilies.org, and my phone number's on there and my email's on there. It's director@NevadaFamilies.org. We also have StopQuestion1ERA.org. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
And are you looking to raise money, or are you looking for volunteers to go knock on doors, or you going into any of that?
For Stop Question One ERA, we are trying to raise money. We are all and entirely grassroots. We will be happy to send people out copies of our flyer. Send them 10, send them 300. They can hand them out to their friends, to their churches. And that's the way we're doing it, to get the word out. We also have a flyer on our Stop Question One ERA.org flyer that they can and copy and hand out to their friends if they don't want to order them from us. And we're glad to send them out for free.
And Janine, I've got to ask you, this ranked choice voting, I don't know of anybody that likes it. In fact, the Democrats don't like it. The Republicans don't like it. What in God's name? Who's supporting it? That's what I want to know.
I'm not sure, but there are organizations like backed by George Soros and others around the country that are pushing it through the initiative process, and that's how it got on the ballot. They paid people to go out and get signatures. They're telling people who are independents, oh, you'll get to vote in the primary. Well, the reason they don't vote in the primary, the Republican primary, is because they aren't Republicans. The reason they don't vote in the Democrat primary is because they aren't Democrats. Those parties should select their own candidates. And so that's what they told people, and that's how they got their signatures, and that's why it's on the ballot. And they've brought it forward numerous times to the legislature, and it's been defeated every single time. It's a terrible idea.
Hey, Janine, thanks so much for trying to clarify all of this. Thank you so much, and I know we'll talk as we get closer to Election Day. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Janine Hansen, the president of Nevada Families for Freedom. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are